Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
BH Sales, Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healthcare Products, CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome to the show. Taping at December 6th. Sunday morning, about 3:35 Eastern Standard Time. Welcome one and all. Show will be about an hour. We're going to continue to take a look at holiday eating, holiday stress, holiday anxiety, the holiday eating season, if you will, continuing from what we've been talking about recently. You know, holiday season usually encompassing eating wise, Halloween, right up through and including the next Valentine's Day with Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, usually being the most intensified partying scenarios, and thus the celebratory foods, cakes, pies, crullers, sometimes yummy tastings, in almost all cases so detrimental to your health, thus inducing the year-end blues, anxiety, and stress. And we all have to be precautioned coming at the end of a tumultuous year, such as the present one, to not overcompensate and gain weight, which is usually the number one New Year's resolution for most everybody in some way, shape, form, or manner. This is all a precursor show today on Sunday, as I prep for welcoming my guest and friend from Vitality Herbs and Clay, Michael King, tomorrow, Monday, when we tape my tomorrow's show. He will actually be a guest here once again. And this time around, we're going to take a look at holiday eating with himself. He's the voice of experience with his own personal life experience, which I'll highlight a little bit in the show today. We'll talk again about whey powder, raw milk whey, a little bit about curds, don't miss muffin or tuffet, if you will, eating her curds and whey. A little tiny bit about the curds part, more so the whey. We've talked a lot about whey powder, to include our great Cellavie product. Speaking of which, let's take a sponsored break. We'll come back after the break and we'll start to look a little bit deeper on how to eat healthy through the holidays and cut out sugar. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. B.A. Sales, Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome. We want to continue talking about how most medications are designed to treat symptoms.
Medications are designed to treat symptoms, not the core problem. And to make matters worse, many prescriptions cause side effects requiring more prescriptions. Does this endless cycle sound familiar? I'm about to reveal a groundbreaking alternative to pharmaceuticals that can help reverse the signs of liver damage by getting to the root of the problem. Without an adequate prescription to treat patients suffering from liver damage, I researched alternative natural solutions to the problem, only to find that many lack the potency and scientific evidence to back up their claims. As a doctor who is committed to seeing his patients thrive, I cannot recommend anything to a patient that I'm not 100% confident will help them without causing harm. I vowed to find a clinically effective solution that's accessible to everyone who needs it. No more yielding to big pharma. No more weak natural remedies. Just real science with real results. Few people realize that the liver is one of the most important organs in our entire body. Your liver is a protein-producing powerhouse and acts as the main detoxifier. It helps run the metabolic process, oversees the conversion of food into energy, and ensures that your digestive system operates smoothly. Your liver's function is vital to maintaining a healthy weight and is crucial for proper blood circulation. That's a lot of responsibility for an organ that weighs only about 3 pounds and measures on average 6 inches across. But let's break down the liver's function a little more. Imagine your liver is a factory running 24/7. Responsible for about 30,000 enzymatic reactions per second. It is a well-oiled machine divided into 4 parts: a nutrient processing plant, a protein factory, a distribution center, and a storehouse. As a processing plant, your liver receives blood from the digestive portal system and processes nutrients and toxins from your food. It detoxifies the blood before sending it to the systematic circulation and excretes waste matter through bile, which turns into stool. Next, the liver makes plasma proteins, like albumin, which carries nutrients to other vital organs, as well as clotting factors, which are essential for controlling bleeding. Your liver distributes these proteins and nutrients and holds on to excess nutrients you don't need right away. Think about it. Your liver works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without ever taking a break. Sadly, most of us abuse our livers without even knowing it, causing sickness and disease that is becoming a silent killer of epidemic proportions. You see, your liver is in the direct line of fire when it comes to your diet. And typically, your liver does a good job at filtering out all the bad stuff. But what happens when it's overloaded? Liver disease, that's what happens. In just a few minutes, I will unveil a very simple way to help reverse liver disease and strengthen liver function. But first, did you know that when your liver is backed up with toxins and fatty cells, it can trigger an inflammatory process that overwhelms liver function and causes swelling, scarring, and eventually clogs up the liver? It's true. Our modern diet, which is full of things like high fructose corn syrup, unnatural food additives, environmental toxins, and trans fats, can overwhelm the liver and trigger inflammation. That means important nutrients are not being delivered to other vital organs. Your blood does not circulate properly, and your body is unable to detoxify. You feel sick to your stomach, experience discomfort, become bloated and gassy, and worst of all, you can't think clearly and your mind feels foggy. There are often very few signs that point to a damaged liver at first. That's why so many of us can go years without knowing that our liver is suffering. By the time patients are diagnosed with cirrhosis, the disease is irreversible and too late for doctors to treat, leaving us to do heavy surveillance and recommending liver transplants as the only option to live. There are long waiting lists for liver transplants, with thousands of people in America fighting to survive this living nightmare. And transplants aren't a great solution either, since it's a very difficult surgery and requires chronic intake of strong medications and constant surveillance. Why put yourself through this? That's why it's essential to be aware of the signs of liver disease. The few noticeable early signs, like fatigue, bloating, and abdominal pain, can be attributed to literally dozens of other possible conditions. And blood tests may only show a part of the picture. even an ultrasound, although important, can fail to detect early cirrhosis. In the meantime, your liver health is getting worse and worse. The good news is that there's a natural way to reverse inflammation and improve liver function. But before I reveal this amazing new discovery, I must warn you about some shocking things that may be destroying your liver. First, if you were to go through your medicine cabinet right now and look through your medications, you would be shocked at the danger lurking. Even the most common painkiller medication may be damaging to your liver, especially if taken regularly. Yet acetaminophen is so common that it's in nearly everyone's home. You may have even taken some today. You see, acetaminophen, which is the active ingredient in over-the-counter painkillers like Tylenol, is one of the most common liver-harming culprits. In fact, according to an article published by the Harvard Medical School, like many drugs, acetaminophen is metabolized in the liver. Most of it gets broken down and altered into substances that are uneventfully excreted in the urine, but a small percentage is rendered into a compound that's extremely harmful to liver cells. The full name is so unwieldy that it's almost always referred to by its initials, NAPQI. In small amounts, this toxic compound can be mostly filtered by your liver. However, when your liver is already overwhelmed with other toxins and fatty cells, getting rid of NAPQI can become very difficult. So when you begin to take a lot of acetaminophen on a regular basis, it causes potentially irreversible damage. But it's not your fault. We've grown so used to taking these pills regularly that we almost never stop to think about the consequences. In fact, even some of the most well-respected doctors will take acetaminophen as regularly as once a week. However, just because they're common doesn't mean they're safe. Think back to the 1950s when no one really knew that smoking cigarettes was bad for you. In fact, from the 1920s all the way up to the 1950s, doctors recommended smoking cigarettes to aid digestion and even promote circulation. Now, of course, we know much better, and no amount of smoking is considered safe. Another common thing that could be harming your liver is processed meat. Recently, there have been a lot of mixed messages about processed meat and red meat in general. Many studies have found that processed meat, such as bacon and sausage, and red meat in general, are bad for your health. But some fitness and quote-unquote health gurus swear by the motto, more protein, less carbs. So who's right? Well, I want to set the record straight. In moderation, humans are omnivores, which means that we can eat and digest food from both the plant and animal worlds. And most of us would enjoy and benefit from a nice steak once in a while. There is a lot of nutritional value in animal meat, and it is considered calorie dense. But I would personally encourage you to eat organic meat, especially from animals that are naturally fed and free of antibiotics and hormone additives. This can be hard to find and quite expensive, but if you're buying meat that's not organic or eating it in large quantities, as most Americans actually do, you may be doing some serious damage to your body, and specifically your liver. Here's why. A recent study published in the Journal of Hepatology, a leading source for medical research on the liver, found that people who ate processed and red meat regularly were 47% more likely to have liver disease, and 55% more likely to develop insulin resistance. Think about those numbers for just a moment. Just by eating red meat or processed meat on a regular basis, you're almost doubling your chance for developing liver disease. But as I promised earlier, it's not all bad news. In fact, there are effective ways to help improve liver function and consequently feel healthier and more energetic. And it goes beyond adjusting your diet and hitting the gym, which is important. I'm going to show you how you can fight back against harmful toxins and fatty cells polluting your liver with a simple solution. The truly incredible solution that I'm about to reveal can help your liver and reverse the damage unlike any other product on the market today. For years, the so-called liver gurus promoted the wrong solutions, and unfortunately, many people fell for it and bought into bad advice. Of course, it would be great to lose some weight, but that just isn't that simple. And yo-yo diets can do more harm than good. Juice cleanses, intermittent fasting, ketogenic diets can all serve a purpose, but they're not sustainable. As a medical professional, I cannot caution you enough against these temporary solutions. Take juice cleanses. They do nothing to cleanse your liver of toxins, and instead fill you up with fruit sugar that makes matters worse. It is so important to get the pulp, skin, and fiber found in fruit and to slowly absorb the sugar rather than slam your body with a gush of fruit juice that, in the long run, may slow down your metabolism and promote inflammation. So I do not recommend juice cleanses as a quick and easy fix. However, you should definitely do your best to eat right and exercise. But just focusing on those two lifestyle changes alone may not be enough to reverse the damage or lose any weight. And besides, liver damage can affect individuals of normal weight as well. So weight loss, I believe, is a secondary goal. Your primary goal should be to avoid liver toxins and empower your liver to perform at peak level. That's why millions of people today are turning to supplements, which can help if you're taking the right one. But the market is full of supplements that promise to support your liver health, yet rarely deliver. That's because many of them are low on potency and filled with ineffective ingredients. There's only a handful of ingredients proven by clinical studies to help support liver function. And even if some high-end brands use these ingredients, they often formulate their supplements with poor quality control and generic ingredients that are watered down and fail to deliver optimal results. I know how common and life-threatening liver disease is. Literally hundreds of millions of people are struggling with liver disease all over the world today. Yet there was nothing available on the market that actually helped heal the liver and restore its function. Until now.
Okay, until now. Welcome. Grandpa Bill here. That is the clinician, Dr. David Kahana, MD, gastroenterology. It's from his video on the World Wide Web at 1MD.org and how to stop liver toxins. I wanted to start out with the practitioner, a practitioner, which I am not, never have been, never avowed to be, never played one on television, but I've been the conduit over my career as a sole proprietor since 1995 in the health genre. By establishing with intuitives, both MDs and practitioners, as well as introducing and partaking in earthen clays, tinctures, and earthen-derived clays. I wanted to open up with the impetus of the liver. And after we take a couple of breaks, we're going to come back and continue with our series as to how this plays in to healthy eating overall, but most assuredly, healthy holiday eating and what to stay away from in the way of sugars and combat these toxins that cause all these maladies. We'll be right back. Here's a word from our sponsor. Thanks for joining us. Well, hello and welcome to another edition of this Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO Changing the Future Outcome podcast show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome to today's show. Be about an hour and it's continuing talking in our last couple of shows about holiday eating, celebratory festivity sound eating during the season year's end that usually commences Halloweenish, October 31st, and actually goes up to, including and through, obviously, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, but carries over right up until Valentine's Day to a large extent, and we want to talk about how to abate the anxiety, the stress that the sugar and improper eating alone will cause, let alone the normal year-end stress in and of itself within the other stresses of life, usually geared around the holiday seasons, and then the parties and festivities, at least in years past. This has been, needless to say, a pretty tumultuous year, 2020, most assuredly in the world arena, affecting everything. Then came COVID. So what I'm going to try to outline here, really good news, by the way, I just spoke with Michael King on the phone from Vitality Herbs and Clay just a few short hours ago, and we're going to tape it. Pardon me. We're going to tape a show on Monday, which should be available at some point in time, a little bit later on Monday afternoon. I'll keep everybody advised on that. Michael, for those of you that don't know, will outline his bio and so forth in a moment after we go to sponsor break. He's the proprietor and owner of Vitality Herbs and Clay, and Michael's been a guest on my show many times. And myself being a client of the products, which I've talked about before, were so incremental incremental diet as I fought my demons of alcoholism years ago. And the weight that I was able to lose healthfully, 45 pounds, pretty rapidly, with Michael's products being an integral part of that. And then I also have a business relationship on the side that I represented his products on his private cover. Also in my capacity as an ingredient broker. And also representing his affiliate program. And since I've semi-retired from being directly involved in my kennel cow businesses and ate his animal products, Michael will always remain a lifelong friend, business constituent, but he's also a very key part of my oral car program, which we'll outline in the show today, which is an extension of my CTFO BA sales team wholesale shopping club opportunity with the 80 plus products, CBD and non-CBD. We'll outline those as well in the show today. So lots and lots to get to. And when we come back after the sponsor break, we'll talk a little bit more about Michael King as a precursor to Monday's taping. We'll talk about holiday eating, how to do it the right way, how to stay healthy, get healthy, and stay with those New Year's commitments and eliminate the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back. Here's a word from our sponsor. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the show, Grandpa Bill. I've been contemplating, and I'll be thinking on the more through the weekend at this taping. It's now Saturday morning, December the 5th, at about 2:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As I progress through the weekend, do my shows plural a little bit later over to the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, and also at my Blood Talk radio show, and of course here at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO Changing Future Outcome Business Show, and interloping these subjects about natural eating, holistic health at all of the formats. The Blog Talk radio show is animal-centric. We talk about our pet products. And some of these products that we'll be talking about are also good for pets as well and their immune systems. So over the years, Michael King has been a guest on my shows, plural, some of my older podcast shows that go back, oh my goodness, some 9-10 years ago, all the way up into including he was on earlier this year in spring. And it's a great way to end the calendar year. Looking forward to having Michael here Monday. So I'm going to stay with the theme, I think, I briefly in our phone call with Michael and I's phone conversation last evening, said, you know, how about, I threw it out there, I said, how about, he always has carte blanche with me to talk about whatever he wants, and it's probably even with so much, but where I've been blogging and vlogging, as well as my podcast shows, plural, writing about the subject, year-end blues, anxiety, stress, talking a lot about CBD over with my CTFO, which we'll talk about in a moment as well, but always the natural herbs, clays, tinctures, well-crafted foods, and clays that Michael provides. So I've been thinking about definitely we'll probably talk, especially him being the authority on the subject, holiday season, holiday eating, celebratory eating, and how we can abate that. We've talked about some of Michael's products in the last couple of shows, the Earth and Sea Greens, the Sacred Clay. There's many archival shows, of course, with Michael's appearances on my show, talking about these matters. But I also want, I think, have him encompass talking about the sacred clay in all of this, but also as it pertains to the cravings for both caffeine and alcohol, which were so integral. Still doing the caffeine part. Michael will chuckle. We've talked about my caffeine habit, Michael, for years. Michael has a very thriving consulting practice. I'm not a formal patient per se. I'm not. I don't pay for his consulting, but I will love to have him maybe allude to that and some of his experiences from his clients through the holiday seasons. And of course, in all appreciation of client respectability and all of that, and have him highlight. I know he's dealt with many forms of addiction through his products and counseling and establishing diets and so forth. So where we've been talking about whey powder and glutathione in my archival shows about how that helped me so much, whey powder, in my cravings for alcohol to help me conquer those demons. And then as I lost the weight healthfully and then tried to address all the baggage that comes with any addiction, up to and including being a ripe old man here, pardon me, along the way. So, I'm in my growl speech a little bit because I'm actually assembling notes in this very, very brain fog infested brain of mine, getting ideas for when Michael gets here to accentuate that entire process. So therefore, I think what I'll have him talk about is for sure the cravings part in general, be it caffeine, alcohol, but certainly both, because why the body often craves sugar in recovery is multitudinous. Sugar, like drugs and alcohol, boosts the levels of dopamine and serotonin in the brain. And that, of course, creates the euphoric feelings of pleasure, enhanced mood, up, beat. When you're going through detox and your body's trying to rebalance itself, remember, everything's about balance. We've talked about balance here for over 25 years. pH balance, 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 water, good clean water, all of these things, balance. Also with the mind, body, and soul. Over to our holistic healing show, especially where we talk about such subjects. So, as you go through detox, those of us that have, and out there in the listening audience who are, were, past tense, present tense, your Uncle Charlie, whatever. We all know somebody. If indeed we've been blessed enough, those that have, that don't have addiction. Ah, but food is an addiction, and so is sugar. So, as you fight any addiction, and if you are an addict with an addictive personality and all of that, your body coincides with the penalty you will pay for having treated your body in such a way through abuse. So the body is always trying to rebalance itself, because remember, the body can heal itself, given the right sources to do so. Natural herbs, clays, tinctures, well-crafted foods. So although sugar is most definitely an addiction, or can be, when you compare it to heroin or alcohol or such, well, I guess in the order of succession, it automatically takes a backseat in comparison, but not necessarily so in and of itself, because it's just as detrimental to the body as of all of those other evil substances. So if you're abusing drugs or alcohol, present, past tense, or what have you, sweets actually should only be enjoyed in moderation at best. Too much sugar can cause weight gain and increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Just to mention two here, we'll talk about them. It's a pretty good subcategory of lists of how it can manifest itself depending on what kind of damage you have done to your system. In my own case, through the induced abuse of alcohol, then the improper diet of being a salesman, Michael and I have talked about improper eating habits, past tense. He knows that I was an on-the-road salesman, and definitely at the time, especially the time frame that I did it, fast food, and then ate, let's get some fast food. We made jokes and we rolling up the wrappers and throwing them in the back seat, preaching to the choir for those that have lived out of their car presently, past tense, or if you're young enough and someday, if that is a career choice and or you're in that situation. The inside joke is all salespeople's cars, marketing, anybody that lives out of their car, the car is usually a pigsty and it goes accordingly to how they eat. Past tense. So all those things combined go right to weight gain, of course. And then my drink of choice, preferably, was high caloric beer. Many, many of them. So being short in stature and not, you know, a huge physical build or whatever, well, I put on a really lot of weight, most of which went to the proverbial and literal beer belly. And then the toxic careers that I happened to choose, industrial chemicals, paper mills, all of that, Michael and I have talked about. We've had subsequent, he was military with all the vaccines and whatever being poisoned into his body, which he talks about on my show. And he spent a significant amount of time in the construction industry. Same differences of the same toxicities, which we've talked about in those environments, those career choices, toxins. So in any event, you put all of that in the big cauldron of heredity, which we've talked about, chemistry, physiology, what you do eat, what you don't eat, what you have eaten, what is in your family tree for, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff, and then how all these funky things can manifest themselves due to how much damage you've done to both your brain, your internal organs, your immune system, and so forth. Such as in my own case, two forms of arthritis, so one being psoriatic, which we'll also talk about, time permitting, in the show today, most assuredly, as I craft out a couple more shows through the weekend, and my rheumatoid arthritis. So diet, in there and then put that into the holiday seasons. Well, if you have a substance abuse problem, especially alcohol, well, the parties, the liquor, what have you, usually flows a little bit more freely, whether it's of your own volition or not, parties and whatever. And if you enjoyed your addiction at the time that you had it, past tense for me, nobody had to twist my arm too much. I was pretty much encompassed around the proverbial punch bowl, if you will, and worried about the hors d'oeuvres a little bit later. Semi-joking, you know? So although a sugar addiction may seem fairly harmless compared to abusing drugs and alcohol, sweets should only be enjoyed in moderation, just like anything in life. Not to induce saying drugs or alcohol, but alcohol in moderation. Alcohol is just not good for your body, but I mean, plenty of people can drink alcohol in moderation and don't have an issue with it. Different subset of variables that we'll talk about all those in another show. So the best ways to deal with a sugar craving is to choose a treat, especially as you're coming off in a recovery diet, which is subject plural that we've talked about archival, as I've talked about how all these foods incorporated into my diet, and we will get to the CTFO and pre-CTFO as a company whey powder, because when I was doing it, CTFO hadn't yet become a powder. Well, it hadn't yet become a powder via cellulite, but it hadn't yet become a company, he tried to say. So the best way to deal with a sugar craving is to choose a treat with natural sugar, if you will, especially coming out of or going into detox, the process along the way. So apples, fruit with natural sugar, if you will, especially on the immediacy through recovery. Apples, melons, peaches, they all have natural sugars that can satisfy the sweet tooth, especially if your addiction is sugar, which gets precipitated by alcohol. It's crazy if indeed alcohol is your drug of choice or your addiction. So while giving you valuable vitamins and minerals at the same time, making sure that you eat regularly throughout the day also helps to keep your blood sugar levels balanced, stable, stable, balanced, balance, balance, balance. It can help minimize the sugar cravings as well. Thus is why I got on and structured eating 3 to 5 small meals, some 3 to 5 hours apart. Now, I've been a sole proprietor since 1925. Oh my goodness. Not quite that long, 1995. And obviously, by being self-employed out of my home, what have you, one of the advantages of being in a home-based business, which we'll talk about before the end of the show, pertinent to the business opportunity here at CTFO. But, sorry, folks, that's the way my brain works with my brain damage, too. Bearing off a tiny bit, making sure that you eat regularly throughout the day. Intermittent water is my thought there. I really took it up a notch with my water intake and intermittent fasting and so forth. Anyway, I kept my pH balance in balance, got regimented, started eating a whole lot more healthy, and obviously shed the pounds healthily accordingly. Whey powder, keto diet, paleo diet, little combination of all of the above, and I've talked about those for years. Talked about the paleo diet a lot when Trina Felber and I had the great fortune of being mentioned in the book, Beauty's Dirty Secret, as a preferred paleo provider. Going back to when we formulated our business relationship, Sacred Clay and all of that. Trina's been on my show, we've talked about that. As far as the mitochondria element that we've been talking about here, for those of you that follow the show and those of you that don't, this is all archivally, as best sequentially and episodically as I can do it for you. Not so much that we talked about it yesterday's show at 3 o'clock, but shows archivally past tense at any given time. Well, within the confines now of 2020 almost coming to an end. I do so many of these shows and at the platforms, I do 3 daily usually. So at those 3 platforms at any given time over the subsequent last 3 to 4 months, all of these subjects that I'm talking about here today are there for whoever's extrapolation or edification or getting up to speed or whatever as you retrieve the archival videos, much like the shop, save, and share thing with the CTFO business. You just point, click, watch, shop, share, save. We'll get to that in a moment. But all these encompassing foods for recovery as you fight sugar addiction through the celebratory season, making sure you eat regularly is a great way. If you must indulge in a junk food craving, pay close attention to the portion sizes, portions in your diet all year long, let alone sweets and celebratory and holiday season and so forth. Portion control is huge. And then if you do get into the healthy aspects of intermittent water fasting, we've done shows on that, saves on the food bill, but it also intensifies the health factor from so many other angles. Subjects for a whole lineage of shows, because there's always those naysayers about all subjects that will tell you that water fasting is not healthy. Oh, contraire, but we'll save that for a subject for another time. So if you must indulge in a junk food craving, pay attention to your portions and make sure to savor every bite. Seriously, the old adage, whatever it is, chew 32 times, do it. Go slow, savor it, and appreciate the palatability. Most of the bad stuff for your body tastes pretty good. When Auntie M whips up her whoopie pies, cookies, cakes, creams, hors d'oeuvres, whatever, wherever, business meetings, takeout foods, whatever. And I'm not quite sure in this COVID environment for the holiday seasons, however, we do junk food eating. It most assuredly will occur, probably trifold, increasing the stress, the anxiety, and getting to our point of the blues of every holiday season and year end. For a multitude of reasons and from a multitude of eyes, business proprietors, we've talked about that, closing books, tax seasons, all of that, shopping, family. So why the body often craves salt in recovery too. Let's take a break, and that we'll get into when we come back about the hydration and the water. You must stay hydrated always, especially for abating cravings and eating properly and playing towards satiety. We'll be right back after this message. Thanks for joining us. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the show. We'll make this a wrap, and I'll try to wrap this up in about another 15 or 20 minutes. You know, obviously what we eat matters. Foods that must be avoided during a cleanse at any time of the year, but especially as we'll broach the subject tomorrow when Michael King's my guest on my next show on Monday, when we talk about what to eat, what not to eat, holiday eating, and tying it in a little bit into today's show as that pertains to the liver for sure. So foods that must be avoided during a cleanse, when and if you decide to do one, since these foods can weaken the effectiveness of your immune system and interfere with the actual detoxification process. So sugar concentrates, like granulated sugars and artificial sweeteners, for sure. You've heard me talk on my Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans and Dewey and Around the Palate in the Warehouse with Grandpa show. Archivally talk about licorice root powder for one, and licorice root and or stevia green or leaf powder, which are two products within the multiple product entourage that Michael features, Michael Kamler, Vitality Herbs & Co. So when appropriate or local, raw honey, when fats are not being consumed, sweetened with fruit, when practical, but in moderation, that might be with the dehydrated concentrated powders offered by Michael Kim. I'm sorry, Michael Adams, too many Michaels on my other faction of the direct to the manufacturing program. All cost shopping might be of consideration. We'll talk about that. I'm going to try to do a Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans podcast today, Sunday the 6th, as a prelude to when Michael gets on the show tomorrow, the 7th. So, regarding fats and pathogen overgrowth, oils and fats actually thicken and acidify the blood unless the bile is adequately functioning to pre-emulsify the lipids. So reducing insulin's ability to store the sugar, that is why one should not combine any carbohydrate with an oil or fat. We'll have Michael talk about food combining, what to do and not to do any time of the year, but especially during the holiday seasons. And I'll have him expand upon how raising glycemic levels actually feeds yeast and viral and bacterial infections, resulting in numerous chronic conditions, all tied into the way that you're eating, overcompensatory with the sugar for sure, and how that all ties into the natural inducements of stress, anxiety, any time of the year. Especially at the end of the year, you overcompensate with the sugar, sweets, alcohol. So without proper insulin action on the sugars versus starches, your blood sugar levels climb, resulting in the need for the body to send the yeast out after the sugar to eat it back down to a safe level, the physiology and chemistry that goes on within the human body. Yeast, viruses, and bacteria all feed on heavy metals, undigested foods, and all forms of carbohydrates and sugars when they're consumed in excess or when fats interfere with sugar metabolism. So not feeding the pathogens while focusing on a detoxifying program and nourishing the body is essential to reducing the pathogen overgrowth. When you get cravings, we talk a lot about cravings, and I'll have Michael do the same. You want to consume a highly recommended product. I use this one, Vital Cleanse and Nutrify, and or Earth and Sea Greens, or the 4 to 8 caps of the sea vegetable blend, and 4 caps of blood sugar balance. All Michael King products, we'll have him talk about those tomorrow, to reduce the sugar munchies, the bread cravings, etc. You want to pay attention to the following food combining rules to experience maximum progress towards your desired level of health. Do not combine a sweet, a fruit, a grain, or a starch, which converts to sugar, with an oil, a nut, a fat, or a protein, which can interfere with sugar metabolism, thus promoting a viral bacteria overgrowth condition. On the left of this equation, you have things that break down into sugar, and on the right, you have things that commonly contain fats and oil. Mixing the two together is counterintuitive inside the body. So be very moderate with your use of liquid oils, including olive oil. These are oil concentrates. Coconut oil is one exception, which is an oil that is somewhat pre-digested, yet excesses of even coconut oil will thicken the blood and slow circulation, thus promoting cold extremities. Which is again why you should drink tourmaline water, the cleanest water on the planet. If you drink a liter of tourmaline spring/summit spring, either or, for 5 straight days, you completely rejuvenate the blood in and of itself by having the catalyst of this fine water and its high pH balance content And when you add these essential foods, oils, superfoods, and eat properly without cross-promoting, you can drop weight healthfully. Get your fats from whole foods like avocados, olives, flaxseed, chia seed, sesame seed. Not from traditional nuts or nut butters. We disseminated the difference when we talk about living nuts. Check out Living Nuts in my main cross promotion. And I just talked to Seth Brzezinski yesterday via text as well. He is coming on the show. We're working on it, folks. Holiday season is busy. It probably will carry over into New Year's, but Seth's going to be on the show too. When he gets here to do so, we'll have him once again edify why the sprouted nuts and the process and the well water and how they do it for over 20 years, theirs is different and it is the exception to the rule. Now, having said that, the other nuts and other nut butters are indeed precipitators of the herpes shingle viruses more profoundly than fatty foods. So again, cross-combining gets your motor running in the wrong direction and is literally a housing unit for all this bacteria, mitochondria, and really, really bad stuff that your liver is trying to purify at warp factor 10, Scotty. So we'll call it a show here for today because it is such a lengthy and engrossing subject. But I'm going to leave you with this. We'll also talk a little bit later today about the foods that increase glutathione levels in the body. And I'm going to excerpt a lot of that right from one of the many fine newsletters from Michael King. I would highly recommend that you sign up for his newsletter. So I'll talk a little bit later, probably at the Holistic Healing Show, about foods that increase glutathione levels in the body, which we've been talking about archivally too. And quickly here, Michael King is a life enrichment consultant, a natural intuitive, a researcher of nature's most powerful healing resources the world over. He's the author of Detoxify, Nourish, and Build, Three Essentials for Vibrant Health, the Vital Health News Updates, a periodic newsletter I just referenced, documenting the most life-building natural resources on the planet. He's the co-author of Life Chats with Oversoul, fascinating newsletter series. It's an ongoing dialogue designed to gain clarity and direction while navigating the immense changes going into the new era. Michael is also an advocate of sustainable gardening, environmental responsibility, and an architect of ways to increase global food production. I also have a little tiny bit of a surprise when I go to pre-show consult with Michael tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll see what we see about that. And we may be seeing Michael on a more semi-regular basis coming in 2021. So goodbye for now. Thanks for joining us today. Always remember that BH Sales, Kennel Cal, It Is Animal Products, CTFO, Michael King, Vitality Herbs and Clay, all of these fine astute practitioners, individuals, owners of their own companies, authors, practitioners, like-minded individuals, we all promote good health in all animals, their people, plants, and the planet. I want to thank everybody for continuing to listen into my shows, plural, including this one, the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO podcast show, the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, and the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products Blog Talk radio show. That show being animal-centric, the Holistic Healing Hour being a little bit more about the mind, the body, and the soul, ethereal, and always water-based. And here at the business show, it's the business opportunity, our wholesale shopping club, the BH Sales Healthy Meal Bag a la carte extension program, our value-added services, promoting both the business opportunity, the Wholesale Membership Club, all to create the healthiest, holistic apothecary medicine just for yourself, your pets, your family, and your friends. Thank you for continuing to refer us and like us and share us as we grow exponentially by you doing so. Welcome all CTFOers, my BA sales team, referral network marketers. We grow together. We will say bye-bye for now. And may God bless. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.